Good morning. In today's section of the Chafetz Chaim Yomi, the Chafetz Chaim talks about another situation of public Lashon Hara, or what you and I have identified as Ape Telasa, Lashon Hara that's told in front of three people. And the Chafetz Chaim says, I have a lot to talk about in this next point. He says, when the rabbi comes to speak in shul, or somebody else comes to give a drasha at a dinner, or at a bar mitzvah, or a simcha, so you're not allowed to make fun of the person who's speaking, and to turn around and say, oh, there's nothing to listen to. And he says, there are a lot of people who mess up with that, right? And they don't consider the fact that you make fun of the rabbi. He says, yeah, I understand you're causing a lot of damage. The guy, he speaks, he gets up, he doesn't know how to speak, he doesn't have anything to say. It's quite embarrassing. If that were to be true, it would be Lashon Hara. What are you trying to get out of such a situation? The Chafetz Chaim in a footnote over here goes a little bit into the long form of speaking about people who speak about the rabbi. He says sometimes before the rabbi's done speaking, you're already setting out to go ahead and embarrass him. The people turn around, and this was actually a front page story in one of the Jewish magazines about a year and a half ago, where they said, the rabbis have to examine the role of the drasha, because people in the seats were sitting around and saying that the entire drasha was only for the rabbi's purpose. People walked around saying, oh, the rabbi, all he cares about is what he wants to think about, talking about. He says, that's a real problem. People are going to go ahead, and they're going to engage in mussar, and they're not going to listen. He says, Chas v'shalom, a person's a Yari Shamayim, if he's encouraging the people to be involved in Yiras Hashem, he's which is the style of Darshanim, how dare you turn around and start assessing personal interests into what the person's trying to do, says the Chafetz Chaim. He says, instead, if the drush is a flop, so go over to the person and tell him, I want you to know, I appreciate what you have to say. That's what and just understand, your words are going to have hope in the future. Not to turn around and embarrass him in front of other people and try to utilize the Ape Telasa. Says the Chafetz Chaim, take a look at how Avera Goreres Avera. A person's done giving a shir, or a person's done giving a speech, and right away before the Kaddish is finished, in the middle of the Kaddish, when we're saying Yeheshme Rabba Mevorach Le'olam L'Meyel Maya, this guy who's speaking badly about the rabbi can't be quiet for 5 seconds. He runs over to the group and he has to say, did you hear that stupidity? Did you hear that nonsense? Just to be able to jump ahead and get ahead. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Hashem Yishmerenu Meyishkaze Mechavei Rav Hashom Mlidivrei Halaytzubal Lashon Hara Zevish Oskin. He says Hashem should protect us from such people. Chazal tell us, Kol Hamislotzis Yisurim Barim Alav. When a person makes fun of Torah, when a person makes fun of people, it causes all sorts of damage. Says the Chafetz Chaim, we have to be so careful. Finally, in Klal Beis, in the very last section, the Chafetz Chaim says, by the way, if a person turns to his friend in terms of business and he says, and he speaks badly about somebody, I'm sorry, in regard to the business, which would be normally us to speak, and now he just happens to say, well, it was said in front of three people, in such a situation, we see that the person who told it over doesn't really care that much, it was said in front of three people, so I can certainly talk about that piece going in the future. But you have to be very careful and make sure that this is not something that was done in front of three people who are going to keep it quiet, or three people who are sitting around and, not with any sort of positive benefit that comes out of it. The Ape Telasa is not there just to sit around and be a heter for a person to argue forward. The Ape Telasa is there for a purpose to help a person in the future. Hopefully, Be'ezus Hashem will be able to understand the benefits and not just utilize a term that we hear from Shas because it happened to come up in the Gemara in Bava Basra. If we can turn around and gain, so then Be'ezus Hashem will be able to grow. Everyone have a fantastic day.